Bishus Harabanim, Bishus, our great Rebbe, Rav Twersky Shlita. I'm a little uncomfortable speaking in his presence. A lot uncomfortable.
This week's parsha has the abduction of another one of our emos. Takes place three times in Sefer Bereishis.
B'siyata Deshmaya tonight, I'd like to focus on the second, and that appears in Parshas Vayera. And maybe over Shabbos you could think about the ideas that I heard from my Rabbeim and how they relate to the abduction again of Avimelech in this week's Parsha. Poor Avimelech. Standard procedure. He wants to know if the women that are passing through are married or not. You know, it reminds me of a story that official Schechter said. You know, when you stop somebody in the road, he told the following story. There was once a police division that decided, instead of giving individuals tickets for driving poorly, they would reward people for driving well. So a cop was following somebody along the way, and he's driving well. So he pulls them over. The policy was that they're going to give them a $300 gift certificate. So he says, you know what? You've been driving well. And the police actually are going to give you $300 at the store. So as he's giving it to him, he says, by the way, what are you going to do with this? What are you going to get? So he says, I think I'm going to refund it to be able to buy myself a license. So the cop says, wait a second. Then his wife, who's sitting next to him, says, don't listen to him, he's drunk. The cop is taken aback. And the fellow in the back seat says, how could she be drunk? We just stole the car. The cop says, everybody out of the car. Pulls everybody over. Everybody's getting out of the car. And a little kid jumps out from the trunk and he says, have we passed the border yet? So some things happen, sometimes things happen a little bit differently than planned. One of my great rabbeim, Rav Braunschweigel, may have a refuah shleima, asked that Avram Avinu's response to Avimelech is hard to understand. He says, Rak en Yiras Elokim. The reason I lied to you is because there's no Yiras Shemayim here. That's not consistent with our hashkafa, to lie to somebody just because they don't have Yiras Shemayim. Question number one. Rashi points out that Avimelech's claim is Bisam levavio v'nikyoin kapayo sisizois, that I did it both tam lev and with clean hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Ki v'sam levavcha, you did it with a pure heart. Rashi points out, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekabel, he doesn't accept that it was with clean hands, with niki kapayim. What's that give and take between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avimelech? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept and what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu reject? Adding to my Rebbe's questions, David HaMelech has a very similar expression. Mi yalev har Hashem u mi yakum gimkoyb kachoy niki chapayim uvar levov. But the order is reversed. Niki chapayim, clean hands, uvar levov. And then we speak about the heart. And question number four is the first time Sarah Imenu is abducted. There, Avram Avinu doesn't even bother giving an explanation to Paro. There it's in Mitzrayim, no explanation. No justification, no response, no Rakin Yiras Elokim. Paro doesn't even call him in. Three different abductions, three different interactions. Rav Braunschweigel emphasized to us, and this is how his Sefer begins, that he was a child survivor of the Holocaust. And he remembers growing up in pre-war Poland that German culture was the pinnacle.
And what he learned, one of the powerful lessons that he learned from the Churban, was that at the end of the day, it wasn't only that there was great German culture, German led the world in its system of ethics. But an ethical basis that is based on man's rationale, his own thinking, ultimately the man that makes the laws is the same man that could justify the worst of human behavior. And that, the Malbim says, is Avram Avinu's response. Rak in yiras elokim b'makom hazeh v'araguni al dvar ishti. If at the end of the day, the system of morality, which says, of course, a married woman is off limits, at the end of the day, the mind that makes the system of ethics could perverse and come up with the strangest and most awful system of morality. Avram Avinu doesn't even respond to Paro. Paro and Avram Avinu know the score. The Ramban writes that Gerar was the pinnacle of ethics. Paro lived in Mitzrayim. There was Shetufei Zima. There, Paro knows not to even justify himself. But Avimelech prides himself. And Avram Avinu responds, Rakein yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. Hashem says to Avimelech, I know you did it, b'sam levavcha, but you put your heart and your rationale first. In Yadus, David HaMelech says, the opposite is true. What comes first are holy instincts. Nikicha payim uvar levav. The first part in the chinuch of a child is nikicha payim, clean hands. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, you did it b'sam levavcha, but at the end of the day, if you start with b'sam levavcha, it won't necessarily conclude with nikyon kapai. The first lesson of the message of the Malbim and our later Rabbeim, Rabbi Braunschweig used to emphasize, Chazal say that there's chokhmah b'goyim. Many of us went to university, are going to university, but at the end of the day realize that there is chachma, but ein Torah b'goyim. Now what it means when Chazal say that there's no Torah b'goyim is not simply that there isn't Gemara, that there isn't the Kedusha of Amelus b'Torah. It's more than that. Included in that is our system of ethics and morality. And Rabbi Braunschweig said it's okay, it's fine for us to go and study for a career, and even Chochma Bagoyim at times even helps us in our understanding of science and math of Torah. But at the end of the day, every nuance, every iota of our system of values starts and ends with Torah. That's lesson number one. The moment in which our system and our values come from a secular culture is the moment in which, chas v'chalila, then our way of life could be distorted. And God forbid worse. Lesson number two. There's an expression in the army here in Eretz Yisrael that is that some things that a young man doesn't learn through his head in school, he'll learn in the army through his legs. Yadus believes in that idea as well. Yadus believes that there is a component of Avodas Hashem in which there are instincts that are trained from a young age in children, instincts of Kedusha. I'll give you an example. A mother with a little child begins to wash the child's hands with Netilas Yadayim. A child that grows up that every morning their mother washed their hands. And then eventually when they're 4 or 5 years old, their Cheder Rebbe tells them that your hands have a certain level, even if we don't understand it, there's a certain Tumah, you don't do anything until you wash your hands. A child has been introduced through their legs, not through their intellect, has been introduced through their instincts that there's a musag, there's an idea of tuma and tahara. And that instinct that's built into a child, and we could discuss many other examples, are something that's so critical in Avodas Hashem. Everyone knows the expression, Achare ha-pu'ulos nimshachos ha-levavos. Nikicha payim uvar levav tells us that sometimes what's important is for a person to inspire himself first in his action, even if his intellect is not there yet. Rav Moshe Nechemya Shlita comes into the Beis Medrash and he screams, a passion, a fire of learning. That's not, learning is not only intellectual. Learning is a fire, it's a passion. And when a person's ma'orer himself, a person goes to the Beis Medrash in the morning, and as the Mesillas Yesharim describes, he runs. That's mashpia. That has a profound effect. But there's one condition. The one condition is it's not enough to have nikicha payim. It's not enough for simply clean hands. Because if at the end of the day, we simply rely on the beautiful chinuch of a mother to her child, ultimately it's not going to last. There are two steps. There's nekicha payim, and the goal, the aspiration is that eventually it's going to lead to a place of uvar levav. And that's what we're doing here in yeshiva. The next step is developing that bar levav, that pure heart. You know, they say there's a story, a tragic story, that there was once a bachur from a Hasidish home who unfortunately wasn't doing well, and he was eventually started being interested in watching television. And he went into a store, and he went into a store in Borough Park, and he said to the proprietor, he said, I'd like to buy a television. The proprietor said to him, for a chassidah shabachar, as if the eich is pasnish. For a chassidah shabachar like you, it's not appropriate. Fortunately, the boy went down a little bit more, and he no longer looked like such a chassidah shabachar. He goes into the store again, and the proprietor says, again, same thing. Third time, unfortunately, he doesn't look like a chassidah shabachar at all. Not at all. And again, he goes into another store and they tell him the same thing. So he looks at the store owner and he says, I don't understand. He says, why do you think that I'm a chassidah shabachar? He says, because you were pointing at the microwave. At the end of the day, though, the fourth store that he's going to go into, then he's going to know what to point at. In the fourth store, he's going to ask for the right television. Nikicha payim only goes to a certain point. So Rabosai, there are two messages in the timeless message of our great Rabbein. The first message is, at the end of the day, what we're here to do is not simply rely on our intellect in Avodas Hashem. That is the trap of Avimelech. Avimelech says, I'm going to be able to rationalize and create a system of morality. Our beautiful Mesorah has given us holy instincts. And then David HaMelech says, after we've begun to work on those holy instincts, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya to be zelcha to approach him also var levav, that those holy instincts should be one that we are able to pass over from generation to generation. Good Shabbat.